going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bo Johnson enjoying the song, making some funny faces in there. I like that. Yeah. It's noon on hump day, halfway to the weekend. Congratulations. It's all downhill from here. The NFL draft round one's tomorrow night. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We'll get into an NFL no huddle in just a couple of minutes. A little bit from Terry Fontenot in 20 minutes, as well as a Falcons draft grab bag and some back page action with Bo at 12:40. Shout out
Why was that funny?
To our friends from the Atlanta Drive.
Yeah,
from
man.
The Atlanta Drive, the champions of the TGL. They brought the SoFi Cup by. If you want to see the SoFi Cup, it'll be at the PGA Superstore in Roswell on Thursday afternoon. That's tomorrow. Fans can stop by, take photos with the trophy, meet the crew, and you can save on some deals on some TGL gear. So go by the PGA Superstore in Roswell. They brought it by here today.
Yes.
We got a chance to look at the trophy, got a chance to touch the trophy.
Yes.
Put some white gloves on so we didn't smudge it up.
Yes.
And if you want to see a picture of us with a large trophy, check it out on Twitter.
Yeah,
right,
man.
Now.
Really, it's a cool ass trophy, man.
It's a really nice trophy.
It's a really, really cool trophy, man. Like I said, thank you for bringing it out and allowing us to touch it, because the last time they brought the damn Braves thing up here, don't touch it.
Yeah, but
okay.
Some of us did anyway.
I didn't. I barely touched it.
But you touched it.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Because they told me not to.
With no white glove on
it. With
at
no
all.
White gloves. At least yeah. I had white gloves on this time.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, which is cool. I've never worn that before. Never
Neither
worn white gloves before.
Neither had I.
To hold or touch a trophy or anything. But yeah, really, it was really, really cool to see it. And then when it turned it on, because I was like, oh, it's cool. But then it turned it on and like it turned red in there.
Yeah, it has like lights.
Yeah, I was like, that's pretty cool right there.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, we found out you can't, it was not deep enough to drink out of.
No.
But it'd be a hell of a like cigar ashtray.
It looked yes. A lot like a cigar ashtray.
Yeah, it'd be a hell of a cigar.
Like, it's pretty cool
yeah,
on
yeah,
the top.
Well, yeah.
And I mean that as a compliment, like
yeah.
a really nice
yeah.
cigar ashtray that you'd have to win a golf championship in order yeah. to earn.
I got nice, I got cool. I got,
no, like, cigar ashtrays
I got
are fancy.
Cool ass, I got cool ass ashtray.
Exactly. And that's
yeah.
what I mean by that.
Yeah,
it
cool.
looks like a cool ass ashtray.
Yeah, cool ass ashtray.
That's some trashy one.
Yeah.
Remember when we were kids and like McDonald's would have ashtrays?
Dude, I tell you, I'm dating myself.
The little brown McDonald's ashtrays.
But I mean, everything used to have, like, I remember when I was a kid, like, first time we went on an airplane when mama was stationed in Germany and she came back here to get me. And, like, they had a smoking section on the
yeah.
plane. Yeah, ashtrays sure. in the armrest.
Or like in the back seat, like the back door of those old like Lincolns or
yeah.
Cadillacs.
Yeah. Little, make that noise.
Yeah, you could click it
yeah.
and the ashtray would come out.
Yeah, dog.
They don't have those anymore.
No, they do not. No, they do not. They don't need to have those anymore.
Nah, it's good.
They don't need to have those.
Be smoking anymore.
No, but I mean, but yeah, that's damn. I'm old. Smoking section on the airplane. I still remember when they banned smoking in public places.
I remember the first time
yes.
I ever came to Atlanta.
Yeah.
My wife took me to Atkins Park, the bar in Virginia Highlands, and we were sitting there at the bar having a beer, and the dude at the end of the bar lit up a cigarette.
Right.
And I was looking around, I was waiting for this, because where I'm from,
yeah.
if someone did that, security would descend from the rafters
right.
and take you to prison. So I was looking around waiting for someone to tackle him to the ground. Nothing happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to her, I was like, the guy over there is smoking. Mm-hmm. She's like, yeah, you can do that.
Yes.
I was like, what are you talking about? You can do that.
Where are we? The funniest thing about
Belgium
is when I first got in the league and laughing at some of the older veterans, because when they were talking about like guys that would like, I remember Gus Rott, old ass, came to Miami. We used to talk to Gus about the good old days. Gus was like, yeah, they used to be smoking in the damn locker room. I was laughing so hard. I was like, I just can't. And I saw the picture of the Len Dawson. Was it Dawson?
I think the Len Dawson Len one's Dawson the famous picture. One on the sidelines.
Yeah, they just said they just smoking a square at halftime. Like, get in there, light them up a square at halftime, and just go about their business.
Just take the edge off.
Yeah,
you know?
Just take the edge off. But I think about
it. It was a tough first half.
Yeah, but I'm just kept like, yeah, just take the edge off, man. But yeah, love it, love it, love it. But yeah, the smoking part about it, I'm like, I'm so used to people not smoking because I think we were on the cruise. And so they got a smoking section, right? And so I smoke cigars. I don't smoke cigarettes. So the first day I go over there, just having a nice cigar, have a nice conversation with random strangers and everything. Fine. The next day, these gatekeeping ass old ladies in wheelchairs with masks on. They were wearing the mask. All right? Gatekeepers. Like
a COVID mask?
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
Smoking Winstons. Okay? But smoking Winstons with it hanging off one ear. Going, look over there. And it's my cigar buddy. So I told him, meet here same time because I would always smoke a cigar after we had breakfast. And she kept looking over. I was like, yes, ma'am, you need anything? She's like, well, I don't like the smell of cigars. Well, y'all sitting over there smoking Winston Salems
in a
wheelchair with a damn mask on.
Yeah, I mean, what do you want?
What do you want?
What do you want from
like,
me?
She's finished off a little square, and then she put the mask back on. Like, leave us alone. We over here minding our own business, talking shop.
Just roll over
smoking
there.
Smoking cigars.
Roll on over that way.
Do you know I kept saying more? Just roll your ass over there.
Yeah, but anyway, plenty of room.
Every time it was she must have been with her old ass husband. That's how mad these people got me. And every time a chair would come, they could go grab the chair. So more people that were smoking cigars couldn't sit down. Like, I was like, this lady here, and somebody sitting there? Yeah, somebody sitting there. Ain't nobody sat there in a damn hour, lady. Like, get over yourself. Damn gatekeepers.
Something about being old and doing whatever you want.
Dude.
Though. You know what I mean?
Get on my daggone nerves.
Trying to dictate to people what they're allowed to
do. You know I'm all about. I was brought up, you respect your elders. Yes, sir. No, ma'am. I'm still with that to this day. But don't get me started over there, lady. We ain't bothering nobody. Nobody.
Yeah, or that dude bumps you with his walker. You're going to break a cane over his back.
I'm over that, man. I'm not going to do that.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Let's treat the elderly with some respect. All right. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Let's get to an NFL no huddle. Mm-hmm. All right. We'll let you hear some of what Terry Fontenot had to say in about 10 minutes regarding the draft. He had his media availability earlier today.
Real quick, first football game of the year. The Hall of Fame game was just announced. It will be the Lions and the Chargers.
Awesome.
Yeah, so Gatesy and all of them.
Right. Yeah. That's awesome.
Awesome.
So this is from Diana Rossini of The Athletic earlier today regarding Kirk Cousins. The Steelers, Browns, and possibly Vikings could be involved in a trade for Kirk Cousins, sources say.
Mm-hmm.
Minnesota is looked at as the least likely. Yeah, you know, given all of it. given their preference to favor J.J. McCarthy.
Right.
And Cousins would need to sign off on any deal he's involved in. There's also a blurb that says it's believed that Cousins would be against any trade that involves sending him to a situation involving a young quarterback.
We know this.
Similar to the one that he faced in Atlanta last year.
But we know this.
We do, except for that Minnesota had never been listed as a potential spot.
Yes.
That would really be something.
But we know this already.
It would really be something.
I mean, that's why we talked about the brilliance of him and his agent's contract negotiating. You're able to get a team that bid against themselves, give you more money than anybody's going to give you, and they gave you no trade cost.
If you were to do that,
that's awesome,
and he played 13 games,
yeah, awesome,
and get $100 million, and then just go back to Minnesota,
mm-hmm.
That would be the all time like finesse.
But ever. I don't understand why he would go back to Minnesota.
Unless there's no other option.
Yeah. He said that he wants to wait and see what a team does, so he knows if they draft a young quarterback or not.
Right.
Okay. Pittsburgh. They might draft the young quarterback.
Probably gonna. Yeah. Seems like they probably will.
Maybe Cleveland probably won't.
Cleveland probably won't.
Yeah.
So Cleveland still remains the most likely scenario.
Yeah.
But just the Minnesota thing is just, if that were to happen, like if that's ultimately what happens, that's just the most ridiculous story, path, loop, whatever, in NFL history. And whatever. I don't care where he goes.
Stay jazzed.
Just not here. Minnesota's fine with me. Because you know what Minnesota is?
Right.
Not here.
Yes.
The Titans confirm they're going to make the number one pick. They're not trading it. Pretty sure they're going to be taking Cam Ward with the number one pick, so no surprises there. Browns at 2, Giants at 3, reportedly fielding calls.
Yeah. I think it's one of those, you know, blow your socks off type trade or something like that, you know, getting up there, getting some picks, things like that. I think they're going to sit on it. I'll think about it more tomorrow. I think they go Travis right there. I think they go Travis.
Browns?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
I think the Browns go Travis.
I think so too. Yeah. And then that means the Giants get Abdul.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, it is.
You feel good. I feel good about all three of those.
You put Brian Burns and then Thibodeau. That lets you know how they feel about Thibodeau, because that means you don't have to resign Thibodeau, because you gave Brian Burns all the money.
Thibodeau has been disappointed.
Yeah, yes. Like, he tweets more than he plays.
Yeah, he came in with some red flags, and unfortunately he's not been healthy, but he hasn't been all that productive.
No.
Yeah, so the draft really kind of, to me, if that's the way it goes, and I think it probably will, kind of starts at four. You know?
Yes.
If you know what's going to happen those first three, I have no idea what the Patriots are going to do.
Man.
They could do anything. They could even trade back. They have so many needs, they could even trade back.
I wouldn't be surprised if that's what Braves wants to do, you know, and not have to reach for a tackle that you might not think is worth it for.
Yeah, because there's a lot of there's a lot of really good tackles that are going to go in the top 20.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't feel like there's that much of a difference between, what's his name, Will Campbell, that's the LSU kid, or the kid from Missouri, or there's a couple Ohio State guys, maybe you move back, get some more assets, try to fill some more of your needs because they have a lot of them, and it would be classically Patriots as well.
Yeah, from Ohio State might be the best tackle.
I think he probably is. He just got hurt,
yeah.
You know, so people are worried about the injuries, and his arms are long enough. Brock Purdy apparently is at voluntary workouts. George Kittle is not.
Why are you there, Brock?
To exercise.
Let them come find you, Brock. All right? Let them come find you, brother. Because their deal, their hang up right now is all about the structure. You know, the structure of like attainable, bonuses and things like the incentives, I should say. Incentives. I don't know where they are as far as average per year, but he wants more than at least with Tua getting. Tua getting 53.
This is an interesting headline. If Cam Ward wants to wear number one, Warren Moon will consider allowing it.
Get the hell out of here. Hold on.
Hold on.
No. I know the Oilers, the Titans, I get all that.
Yeah.
But come on. Come on, Warren.
But like, it's the Titans. He didn't play for the Titans.
Didn't they say last year or this year they were never gonna wear Oilers stuff again?
And you know me, I love Warren Moon as much as anyone.
Yes,
probably
love
more than most.
Love Warren Moon.
I guess it's retired.
It is.
But they're not the they're not the Oilers.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, come on.
Yes, we know.
If Cam Ward wants to wear number one, the Titans should let him wear number one.
Yes, and well, actually, folks, yes, we know. We know where. We understand.
Yeah, I know. I don't care about that.
I don't care.
If you're in a different city and you have a different name, then it doesn't count.
Yes, but Warren will let him.
I think he would.
Yeah, Warren will let him.
I think he would.
Yeah. Really?
Warren said, I'm thinking about it.
Like, I've never, ever, 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 and I could be missing one, I've never heard a player say no.
Well, maybe Warren, because Warren, you don't discount this. Cam played a couple years at Washington State. Warren's a Husky.
That is true.
Maybe the old Apple Cup rivalry stands in the way.
That is true. But I've never, ever heard a player say no.
Yeah.
I can never remember that.
Jerry Rice wore 80 in Seattle. Steve Largent was like, of course.
Yeah.
You're Jerry Rice.
Exactly.
Wear the thing.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, you know, hopefully Cam Ward goes on to be a really great quarterback. But yeah, man, if he wants to.
Just never, ever, ever heard it. Never heard it before.
It's a different franchise.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's not. It's a different city with a different name.
Anthony Richardson said he's looking forward to learning a lot from Daniel Jones. Why would you want to learn something from somebody who will take your job? Competing against.
Or learning from, I mean, what's he going to teach you?
Yeah, exactly. Competing against. Not learning. What, he going to teach you how to, like, order some dominoes?
Finesse. I mean, Daniel Jones got a pretty decent contract.
Yeah, but every time it's draft time, that clip always comes up, and they always still.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. but you're scrolling your phone. And maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt. Or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Tickles me to death.
Which?
When they interview Anthony Richardson's the little brother.
Oh, yeah.
They sound, his deep voice. They sound like damn Barry White.
He's so small. Such a deep voice. Such an unusual voice-to-body ratio. All right, we'll come back. We'll let you hear a little bit from Terry Fontenot. He's got a very reasonable voice-to-body ratio. Terry Fontenot sounds exactly how he looks, and we'll let you hear him next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.